she saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. Today's episode is entitled Learning to Love Yourself. And this episode came about because of my trip to Miami and some things that occurred on my trip to Miami. We're going to get into those things, but first we're going to talk about this one thing that happened. If you did not know I went to Miami, that's because you clearly do not follow me on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, you know what that means, right? That means you got to go follow me, sis. So my Instagram is MS.Brownstone_. That's Miss Brownstone _. You know how to spell Brownstone. Don't fucking play with me. In my bio, you'll see the link or the ad name, whatever you want to call it, to She Knows Podcast Instagram. So hit that and follow that there too. Okay, sis. So yeah, with my trip to Miami, I had ran into my ex, Shaba Ranks. If you don't know about Shaba, that means you clearly didn't hear the episode before this. And that means that you didn't hear the Make Him Chase You Relationship Edition. And you didn't hear He's Not the Price You Are. So if you don't know about Shaba, you need to listen to those episodes so you can know about Shaba Ranks, okay? So, anyways, previous episodes when I talked about Shaba, I told y'all that he was not the cutest. But I liked him, okay? He tried to play me, sis, but I liked him, okay? So I ran into him in Miami. Okay, I ran into him in Miami, and we hung out and stuff like that. We had a good time. If you want to know more about that, then go to the episode that was uploaded before this one. It's called It Felt Good, Sis, The Power of Masculine Energy. Click on that so you can know all the gushy, juicy shit. A little bit of the tea, okay? But this episode, we're going to talk about a lesson that I learned from him, all right, from talking to him. So we went out for some drinks. He smoked a little hookah at his homeboy house, and we was talking. And he just kept saying to me, like, you know, when you liked me back then, I was booty. And booty means, like lame, you know, like Stefan, okay? And I was just like, I didn't think he was booty. Like, I didn't think he was lame. But in my mind, I was like, you wasn't the cutest, my nigga. But personality-wise, he was a good guy, you know. And he was just like, you know, I wasn't happy with me back then. Like, it was just crazy hearing a guy say this. So, listen. He was like, he wasn't happy with him back then. And he didn't love himself. And he had to really go on his journey of self-love and learning to love himself. And he realized that it was things about himself that he didn't like, and he changed it. But he didn't talk about, you know, things about himself so much mentally. I mean, he made one comment about basically how he felt like he maybe could have came off as like a pushover. He was too nice to women in certain cases, so he had to like toughen up. And back then, I feel like Shaba was like working off of his feminine energy. He wasn't as masculine. But a lot of things, like a lot of things that you thought a dude would do, he didn't really do like that. You know, you expect the guy to protect you. You expect the guy to, like, be rough around the edges and fight and shit. And that was just not him. Like, he wasn't for none of that shit. But thank God that he surrounded himself with a lot of men, and he was able to pick up that masculine energy, which we talked about. Well, I talked about in a previous episode. So if you ain't here, Power of Masculine Energy, I need to go click on that. Okay. But yeah, so he was able to tap into his masculine energy. So that really was one thing that I know he probably was talking about mentally that he had to work on. But he mainly talked about his physical appearance. And the reason why the physical appearance is a big deal with self-love is because, like, I'm slim, right? I'm skinny. I'm a stick figure, y'all. I ain't got no ass. I ain't got no titties. Flat back, shorty, okay? Represent for all the flat backs, all right? Part of the Itsy Bitsy Titty Committee. Proud member. But there's women out here that don't like how little they are. And they complain about it. And then they go and they go lay on somebody's table. And they let them do surgery to them. And then people come and they say, oh, you don't love yourself, because if you loved yourself, you wouldn't do that to yourself. You'd be happy with the body that God gave you, and da da da. Blahzy, 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 blahzy. But after talking to him, I realized that, You know, you can love yourself and still want to change something about yourself. Just so you could feel more comfortable in your body. Get what I'm saying? Like, for instance, he was saying that he felt like he was really little. He didn't like that about himself. So he went to the gym and he ate more. And he gained the weight so that he could be that buff, masculine-looking guy that I talked about in the episode. Okay, so make sure you go hit on that, okay? But so he could be that buff, masculine dude. He didn't like how little he was. So he changed it. He didn't like his hairstyle. So he grew dreads. It made him more comfortable. It made him, I guess you kind of say, love himself more, you know? He decided that he wanted to get tattoos. He decided that he wanted to have a certain look. He decided that he changed up his wardrobe. Because when I tell you he dressed like Stefan, baby, he dressed like Stefan. All right, he changed up his wardrobe. You know, he got on his shit. He bossed up, not just physically, but he also bossed up when it came financially. And little niggas getting bread, okay? Get paid, young nigga, get paid. Start his own business. So kudos to Shabba Ranks. I'm proud of him. He has a little car dealership going on. I ain't going to say little because I don't want to downplay nobody. He got a big car dealership going on. He doing this fucking thing. He did that blocker blocker. But, yeah, so he just opened my eyes when I was talking to him. And I promise you this episode's not going to be long. But he opened my eyes to, like, yes, I love myself, but I have to be comfortable in my skin. And he had to really learn to love himself. And some people may say, oh, you don't love yourself if you're changing these things. But he learned to love himself because he looked at himself in the mirror and he accepted for what he looked like. But he was like, yo, I accept that this is what I look like, but I don't like this. So I'm going to change it so I can be more comfortable here. You know what I'm saying? He had a certain look he wanted to have and he worked on it. He worked on it. And then he got to know himself. He got to know what makes him tick, tick, boom. He got to know what made him happy. He got to know what made him be comfortable. He got to really just figure himself out and step more into his masculinity. He got to figure out what are some things that he needed to work on. And, you know, he plays around a lot. Like, he's one of them dudes that be like, period, poo, you know. But some men might say, oh, that's gay. But he's not like that. He loves himself so much that he's like, yo, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I'm comfortable with me playing around. He's like, I know I'm not gay. I don't give a fuck what the fuck y'all say. Y'all can't make me feel insecure about myself anymore. Like, he loves himself so much now. And what I learned from talking to him. And he feels so comfortable in his body now that he's cocky. He's cocky, okay? And he's confident in his body. He's confident in who he is. You know, and he said people come up. People think that, oh, I'm confident. I'm cocky and I'm arrogant. He's like, yo, that's not even true. He's just like, I just love me now. Like, I'm just comfortable with me. I'm just loving who I am, you know. And I'm secure and I'm not insecure no more. And certain appearance about me or certain things about me that I come off as cocky, but in reality, I'm just confident. And he was telling me, like, sometimes when you love yourself so much, you come off as cocky to a lot of motherfuckers. And that was real shit. Like, I want y'all to love yourself so much that y'all come off cocky. I know that's arrogant, but I don't give a fuck. I want you to love yourself so much that you come off cocky to the next motherfucker. I want you to love yourself so much that it's nothing somebody could say to you that's going to phase you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was like, that's gay. Why would you sing that song? He's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, love yourself so much that it's nothing that somebody could say to you to knock you off your motherfucking pedestal. And for my women that feel like I'm overweight, when I say I'm not talking about me because I told you I'm a stick figure, okay? But my women that feel like they're overweight and not comfortable with anybody, if you don't like that shit, change that shit. Change that shit. Do what you got to do to make you comfortable. That don't mean that you don't love you. It means that you love you so much that you was willing to work on being a better you, or you was willing to change something about yourself. You love you so much that you want you to be comfortable in your body. That's how much you love you, okay? So if you decide that you want to get your ass done or your titties done, if you're doing it because it makes you comfortable and because this is what you want and this is the look that you want, who gives a fuck what anybody got to say? You still loving yourself? But when you're doing it for the attention of other people, that's different. You see, when I spoke to him about how he changed, he didn't say that he did this so he could attract women. He didn't say that he did this so he could be more appealing to people. He didn't say that it made him feel like he's more attractive. He said this is what he wanted for himself. This is what he said. So how can I say that he don't love himself? And, you know, it's just crazy to hear a man say that. It just hit crazy to hear a man say that, and then nobody say anything to that man like, oh, you don't love yourself because you went to the gym and you got bigger. They always say this, oh, you don't love yourself because you got your titties done. You don't love yourself because you got your ass done. Bitch, I love myself so much that I wanted to get them things done so I could be comfortable in who the fuck I am, because that's what I want. I love myself so much that I give myself what the fuck she wants. How about that, bitch? Okay? Like, you're still a walking trophy regardless. Regardless. Okay? Like, I feel as though I'm a stick figure. When I moved out here, I was 96 pounds. My nigga, I've been 96 pounds all through fucking high school. When I moved here, I said, yo, I don't want to be this skinny. I don't like this. I don't like this. So I'm going to gain weight. I took some epitomate. I gained weight. I ended up being 117, then went to 120. I still want to gain more weight. But looking back from where I came from, like, bitch, look, I like my weight. But it made me feel better about myself. And that's what it comes down to. So I guess today's episode was just about, fuck what anybody say. Love yourself enough to make yourself or want yourself to be comfortable. Love yourself enough to give yourself what the fuck she wants, regardless if that's some weave down to your fucking back, regardless if that's long-ass lashes. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, bitch, I look good, all right? I look good. Then who cares if that's what you want to wear, all right? Who gives a fuck? It's about what makes you happy. If that's what makes you happy, you love yourself enough to give you what you fuck you want, okay? So regardless if you got long-ass weave down to your back, regardless if you got your ass done, regardless if you got your titty done, regardless if you got a fucking tummy tuck, okay, regardless if you took some motherfucking pigment to gain weight, regardless if you got long ass lashes, regardless if you got your fucking nose done, who gives a fuck? That don't mean you don't love you. People be telling me all the time, embrace your inner beauty, Miss Brownstone. Yo, I know I'm beautiful, but then when I put this weave on, bitch, I feel like I'm that shit. I can't love myself enough to let myself feel like she the shit. What's the problem? Fuck what everybody else think. Learn to love yourself. Learn to figure out what is it that you don't like about yourself and change it. And learn to figure out that what it is about you mentally that you need to work on, emotionally that you need to work on, and work on it. Love yourself enough to cause and put in the work for change. For fucking change. You understand? So that wraps up this asshole. Oh my god, that wraps up this episode. As always, ladies, keep it classy. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. I see myself on the TV, I'm unimpressed. You think you love me, but I don't love me enough.